And we're back at the IAC International Aerobatic Club, a part of EAA Show Center here at AirVenture 2012. I'm Jay Mongi. You're listening to EAA Radio, AM 1210, 96.5 on the FM dial, and on the web at eaaradio.net, or you can also reach us through airventure.org. Doug Bartlett is the president of the IAC, and we're joined now by Reggie Polk, who is the editor of one of the best benefits of an IAC membership, and that is the Sport Aerobatics magazine. Hello, Reggie.
Hello there.
So, what a week, huh?
It has been, yeah.
It's giving you a lot of things to write about, right?
That's for sure. Every year we get more material, and I'm always surprised by the variety of airplanes and people that show up here at AirVenture every year. This is my fifth.
Oh, this is my 27th. So you have a lot to look forward to.
That's correct, yes.
Doug, this is one of the benefits of the IAC. Tell us a little bit more about some of the stuff you and I were talking about as far as benefits of the IAC membership.
Yeah, we talked earlier about the aspect of what we do, and we support the aerobatic enthusiasts. And one of the ways we do that is through our magazine and through our e-newsletter. And so there are opportunities for articles and videos to be presented to the aerobatic enthusiasts, so they can, you know, if they choose not to actually participate in the flying aspect, they can participate in the knowledge and the energy through our different medias. And Reggie's in charge of all that.
So Reggie, how does that work?
Well, AirVenture is actually a big part of that process. As an editor, we get a lot of material for the year here, or a lot of ideas here. But one thing is we're not AirVenture focused. We are an aerobatic organization first and an enthusiast organization, and we have chapters all over the country. And a lot of the material that we get comes from members themselves who are experienced in different aspects, whether it's in technical tips or flying or, you know, actually we have people, a lot of our writers are actually air show pilots that also are aerobatic competitors. So there's a lot of combination there.
So in the magazine, for example, you have, like most of the other organizations, you'll have a segment that's devoted to maintenance, you'll have another segment devoted to teaching or technique, you'll have one devoted to competitions, meets, gatherings, things like that, what's happening in the different chapters. Can people sell things through the magazine as well?
Oh yeah, we have advertising. That is something that's definitely offered, and we don't generally focus on that as far as bringing in.
I mean, like if a member wants to sell their S2B.
Oh. We have classifieds.
Classifieds, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we have that. That is something that they can participate in for sure.
Because I would imagine that, you know, if you're selling your pits or your extra, you want to market it to a focused community, which would be this one. You wouldn't just put an ad in our regular publication, probably.
Well, that's correct. But we have about 4,000 members, and I would say that we have about 500 active pilots. So the majority of our membership are enthusiasts, people that are generally not maybe actively participating in aerobatics, but are just sort of getting interested in it or checking it out, researching it. So that's one thing about the magazine when we talk about it that we need to focus on is the fact that we actually have a lot of people who are just enthusiasts.
And Jeff, it's important to note that in our magazine, although we tell our anybody who wants to learn about aerobatics is go to a flight school and get proper training, and you know, through people that that do it through a living. But the interesting thing in our magazine, there'll be articles on spin techniques, spin recovery. And so for somebody who has an interest of, how things develop into a spin and then how you get out of it, they can read about that in the magazine and get different points of view. Over the years, we probably had, in our safety issues, we probably have four or five different articles about spins over the last, last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. This last issue that we had focused on, we had an article on spins. We also had an article, try to remember, I'm almost 2 months ahead. So
yeah, it all runs together in the head, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that the magazine for the aerobatic enthusiast is good because it talks about many different aspects. Not only it gives a little bit about competition, but it talks about the techniques. But what's exciting is we're starting to move now more towards the e-newsletter. And Reggie also does the e-newsletter because now we have videos, we have air show videos, we have some short training videos. So that's becoming much more exciting. Reggie, maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the newsletter, we have an e-newsletter that we're trying to put out every month. And we have a lot of safety-focused videos. With aerobatics, a lot of times...
Well, you were thinking with aerobatics, focusing on something.
Well, the spin videos are the one thing that that we're starting to get a lot of issues on. When you see the talk about spinning through a magazine, but when you actually see it from the cockpit, looking at the cabanes, through the cabanes of a pits.
Like with a GoPro or something.
Exactly. And you watch that world go around, and the instructor's talking about here's how you get in and here's how you get out. It becomes quite exciting, even in front of a screen, a computer screen.
Now, is that through the membership website, through the IAC website, that you would get to that IAC e-newsletter?
It's actually on the EAA website. It's eaa.org/in-the-loop. It's called In the Loop Newsletter. We try to put it out every month, as I said. And really, it's geared more for the enthusiast. So there aren't a lot of technical types of articles. It's more just general interest aerobatics types of material that we're looking at there.
Neat stuff from competitions and meets and things like that. And
correct.
Different maneuvers done different ways, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Lumshavox from every different angle, you can
yes.
imagine.
Well, we do. That's the nice thing about the video and the audio components that we can't do in the magazine. We can find videos that you won't be able to highlight different aspects of a maneuver in the magazine as well as you can with video, because a lot of our members actually put cameras on the wingtips. They put cameras in the cockpit. They'll put cameras out on the tail.
Well, yeah, with this GoPro technology coming down so much in price, I mean, anybody pretty much can do that, which is really a neat deal.
That's where I'm going next.
They're going to GoPro. Well, they actually have a big presence here at AirVenture 2012. So, Doug, we're going to wrap it up here in 5 minutes. Talk about how people can get involved, how they could join IAC, how they could find their closest chapter, how they could go to a meeting. Let's wrap up with that.
All right, absolutely. Let me put a quick plug in for our competition. We have our national championships down in Denison, Texas, but something that's very exciting that's coming up in 2013 is we're going to hold the World Aerobatic Championships in Denison, Texas. And so it's going to be an exciting time to see the best of the best from around the world. We'll be gathering in Denison, and that'll be, I believe it's in October of 2013. Membership in the IAC. The best way to get involved with the IAC is just get on the website and join. We're a division of the EAA, so if you're an EAA member, just sign up to be an IAC member, and it's $45 a year. But with that, you get access to the magazine and to the website. But that you really get access to the knowledge that there is in the United States about aerobatics for the pilot and the enthusiast. So we really encourage people to do that. And we're launching a new website here in just a couple of weeks. And we're going to be providing a lot more information. We want to be the place to go for aerobatics, certainly in the United States, if not the world. And so we're really excited about that.
Well, and that's very easy to do. If all you have to do is go to the website to sign up, it can't be any simpler than that.
IAC.org, International Aerobatic Club.
Now, once they join that, how do they go out and participate? I know you don't have to be an aerobatic pilot to participate in the group. You can go out and you can volunteer at the meets to do different things. There's probably not, you wouldn't step right into judging, but there's all kinds of other things to do, correct?
Absolutely. We like to think of ourselves as an inclusive organization. So when somebody comes out to an aerobatic contest, we ask them to volunteer, be involved in what's going on. And again, the vast 90% of the members of the IAC are aerobatic enthusiasts. Only 10% are actually competition pilots. So we're much more geared to the aerobatic enthusiasts. But it pretty much centers around the competitions throughout the United States. And some people look at it and say, well, we're just a competition organization. No, we're an aerobatic enthusiast organization that kind of focuses around the social events. And the bulk of our social events are competitions.
So, for example, I live up in the Seattle area. And I know that there's some aerobatic pilots up there, and I'm sure we have a local chapter of the IAC there. And they would they meet, you think, once a month, every other month, once a quarter? How does it work?
Most chapters will meet once a month. Typically, it's once a month or once every 2 months. And they get together and they'll have discussions. They'll have a Christmas party or a competition, or there'll be a class on rebuilding aerobatic aircraft. It'll be something that they gather around socially to enjoy and share their aerobatic enthusiasm.
And then, of course, the IAC also promotes all the rules, the safety things for the competitions themselves as well, right?
Absolutely. Our rule book is used throughout the world. For countries that aren't big enough to have their own organizations, they use the IAC rule book. And also, the International Miniature Aerobatic Club, IMAC, uses our rule books. And so IAC and IMAC work together also. And again, for those aerobatic enthusiasts, if you're very young and you can't even get in gliders, we encourage people to do aerobatics and model airplanes.
Oh, I didn't even think of that aspect. That's a good way to learn about aerobatics, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a wonderful way of doing it. And again, IMAC, it's an independent organization, but we run under the same rules. So if you're flying, the only difference is the pilot in the IAC is in the cockpit, and for IMAC, the pilot's on the ground. But we share the same enthusiasm, the same rules, and same rule books, and actually, we even share judges from time to time.
Excellent. Well, Doug, thank you very much for having us down on your beautiful pavilion today. It was a pleasure again this year, and we'll look forward to seeing you next year, 2013, with the upcoming championships next year and all the fun and adventure that the IAC is going to provide.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for one, coming down here and for bringing this beautiful weather down here today. We look forward to you bringing the same weather again next year when you come down to visit us.
Let's hope so. Keeping the fingers crossed. All right, we're wrapping up here at IAC on the fly. Jay Monchi, EA Radio, AM 1210, 96.5 on the FM dial, and on the web at earadio.net. Let's see. Tea and Turbulence is next, so stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow.